Now the in-depth on KSL. Chad Daybell is in court today, waiting to hear if the judge is going to take the death penalty off the table. Joining me live, KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas. So, Greg, the judge dismissed the death penalty for Lori Vallow Daybell back in March. So is it likely that he's going to do the same thing for Chad?
I would say not, Jeff. And the reason is that we have a slightly different issue here. In the Lori Vallow case, the death penalty was on the table, but the state was late and slow in providing information to the defense in order to prepare for trial. And her attorney said, we want to go ahead with our speedy trial, and we want to be able to do that and not have to worry about all this late coming evidence as it relates to the death penalty. Chad stalled his case off, and so he doesn't have that argument. He doesn't have the ability to say, hey, it's late, I don't have time to prepare. I mean, he's had an extra almost year now to get his ducks in a row. And so I would say that the chances for him are a little bit less. But in any case, Jeff, in Utah, Idaho, and in most every state, when there's a death penalty issue, of course the defense is going to argue that that should come off and it shouldn't be applicable to that particular case.
There are those who've argued that women don't get the death penalty, so they pulled it for Lori Vallow Daybell. Chad, different story. What do you think of that theory?
I've actually sort of argued that myself, Jeff, and I it may be inappropriate, but it is, you have to, as a prosecutor, and I prosecuted death penalty cases, you have to realize that you're going to end up with 12 jurors, and you're going to ask them to do something that's very difficult to do, and that is vote unanimously to put someone to death. And as a prosecutor, if you say to yourself, I don't believe a jury is going to give the death penalty to a woman as readily as they might to a man. And realistically, you do have to make those decisions, Jeff. And that's, I think, another reason why they didn't do it with Lori. Chad was more the ringleader. He was more the sort of decision maker in the thing. And he's male. And those factors weigh against him. And those are the factors that sort of helped Lori avoid the death penalty.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas, thanks for your perspective. We appreciate it. And we wait for a ruling from court on Chad Daybell and the death penalty. Stay with us for the very latest here at KSL.